I am Phil Nee with Southwestern Wisconsin Sports. This weekend during the Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming, they will induct another into the Ithaca Athletic Hall of Fame. And this year's inductee will be a 1975 graduate of Ithaca Schools, John Jones, who went to the state track meet 3 years in a row and won the discus throw in 1975, his senior year. He was the first Ithaca athlete to take a state championship in an individual sport. And I spoke with him this week about growing up in a close-knit community and how after his father died when John was just 16, the community really embraced him.
Very thankful for some of the community as a whole. I think after Dad died, took care of Mom and my younger brother and I. The two older boys were off doing their things, but people like Junior Miller and Mike Schoff, Dave Manning, Neil Anderson were very prominent in my life in high school. Not only supporting me in the athletic, but I worked for all of them. I was around their families, and it meant a lot.
Getting farm strong, throwing a few bales in the summertime and things like that, that didn't hurt you any, did it?
Yeah, that's for sure. I often think back at the athletic program that we had. We had, you know, basically no weight program. I remember some of us get together maybe be a week or two before football and run together a little bit, work out a little bit, but we just didn't have the opportunity or the equipment. I guess they have now. I think we did pretty well for what we had.
No doubt. Well, let's go through that track season. I know you were out for track your high school career, but the spring of 1975, that must have been pretty special, John.
It was, and I guess I didn't really realize how special it was until I got to till I won the state, and that was almost unexpected. Also, I competed against several guys, Dan Curtin from Lafarge, and I tell you the truth, I don't think I ever beat him during the season, and I got to state, and it just everything clicked, and I believe I was selected seventh, and they took eight of the best throws in the state at sectional that went to state, and I think I was number seventh, and I came out of state number one, so it was quite surprising for me, but one of the greatest memories.
The comments of John Jones, 1975 graduate of Ithaca, and he will be going into the Ithaca Athletic Hall of Fame officially at 2 o'clock on Saturday prior to game time kickoff at 2:30 for this year's Ithaca Royal homecoming football game. And now tonight's schedule. Well, there's soccer. Richland Center is at Lodi, River Valley at Reedsburg. In volleyball, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Iowa Grant at Boscobel, and Cuba City at Riverdale. Coach Jesse Kinney talked to us recently about playing during homecoming week.
We'll be seeing Cuba City at home, and I mean, some of us have already scouted them, so it's always, I mean, Cuba's disadvantage is that everybody wants to play their best against them because of their reputation, so I'm really glad that that's our homecoming match.
And will that be a little earlier?
But yeah, everything is bumped up just because of trying to get to skit night.
We'll be on the air a little earlier around 6 o'clock tonight with our Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show. A cross-country meet today hosted by Kickapoo High School. Many teams there, Cashton, DeSoto, Hillsboro, New Lisbon, North Crawford, River Ridge, Royal, Seneca, Schulzburg, Waseca Steuben, Westby, and Weston. And the meet gets underway this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Week number 7 of high school football. Among the big games in the area, River Valley travels to Platteville for a showdown coming up between a couple of teams vying for a conference title. River Valley down 6-0 at halftime against Richland Center. Had to make a few adjustments. I asked head coach Tyler McLean of River Valley about last week's game, a win over Richland Center.
The biggest adjustment that we kind of made was more or less just understanding what Richland Center was trying to, do in a sense. Kind of sounds weird to say, but pretty much offensively with them, they did a really nice job of extending their own drives. They got the ball. They ran the ball very well. Defensively, we had to make a couple adjustments to make sure that we kind of thwarted those long drives that kind of kept our offense off the field. A little bit offensively, to start, we showed a little bit up front, just handling their front and handling their backers and all that. Made a couple adjustments at halftime. I think we responded really well, especially offensively, finally getting some opportunities to put some points on the board there. But they did a very nice job with a good game plan coming in. I really appreciate all of our coaches and our guys at halftime kind of taking a deep breath, looking at ourselves in the mirror, and going out there second half to execute.
There were a couple of big plays that maybe made the difference. You can't always rely on those, but you had some kids that really stepped up at the end, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, the first one that pops right into mind is the one to Caden Plumlee, that we had a little bit of luck that kind of got on our side as well there during that play. But he's been a guy that we've leaned on quite a bit throughout the year to make some plays for us, and he continues to do so. So then also Jordan as well, having his big catch there, kind of helping us seal the deal. Those are two guys that we do rely on to make big plays. And the nice part is there are a couple more guys that I haven't named off quite yet, and I still think they're going to have some big plays and big moments for us as well. We'll keep relying on them when we can, but we also do want to make sure we're the team that is taking the layups when we can. You know, I like to use that reference. We got some basketball guys in the team that we need to make the layups first before we start shooting those threes and all those step backs. So,
River Valley coach Tyler McLean, his team headed to Platteville on Friday night. Merchants League bowling last evening. Goplin Insurance had a 28-87 series. Cast and Tools, 28-72. Premier Co-op, a 28-40. Game Honors, Goplin Insurance, a 10-40. Cast and Tools and Premier Co-op, a 10-16. Gurner Farms, a 9-53. The top individual series, Chase Keller, a 6-68. Taylor Kenofi, a 6-67. Greg Shep and Matt Fargin each had 6.59s. Top game honors, Chase Keller a 2.69, Matt Fargin 2.58, Taylor Kenofi and Matthew Thomas each had a 2.57 game in the Merchants Bowling League. Elsewhere in sports, it was Manny Machado hitting a two-run home run, Mason Miller dominating again, and the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to send their National League Wild Card Series to a decisive third game today. Jackson Merrill had an early sacrifice fly as San Diego avoided elimination. The playoff-tested Padres are looking for a repeat of 2020 when they dropped Game 1 in the wild card round before advancing with two straight victories against St. Louis. Machado also homered in Game 2 of that series. Elsewhere today, or yesterday, it was the Dodgers 8-4 over Cincinnati, Cleveland 6-1 over Detroit, and the Yankees 4-3 over Boston. The Brewers await their playoff opponent, either San Diego or Chicago. Game time has not been announced for that yet. It depends on who wins, I believe, in the American League series, the Yankees or Boston, which could push that Brewer-Cub game to the night, or it could be an early game on the day for the NLDS. Also in sports, Pat Murphy, Brewer manager, talked this week about experience. Is it important for his pitching staff having players that have played in the playoffs before?
Well, I think it does matter, but not to the point where, you know, if you've got a great racehorse and that racehorse is capable of winning the race, and you've got a real experienced racehorse that might not be at their best and they're not capable of winning the race, you know, you've got to kind of tinker with both. You know, this one can bring you this, and this one could possibly bring you this, but you can't, it doesn't get out of the gate, and you can't give it too big a leash. That's kind of, I think experience is important.
In football news, don't blame quarterback Jordan Love for the Packers' slow start to the NFL season. CBS Sports rates him among the top five passers in the league in that 40-40 tie against the Cowboys. Love completed 31 passes for 331 yards and three touchdowns. He kept producing clutch throws that kept Green Bay in the high-scoring game. After four games, he's completed more than 69% of his passes for an even 1,000 yards, eight touchdowns, and just one interception. Jackson. Tonight in football, the NFL weekend gets underway with a game on the West Coast. San Francisco plays at the LA Rams. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.